Now we're going to feature a song that I think certainly over the last 30 years has been the most popular of all Irish songs. We play it regularly on Sounds Irish. It's the story of the young man who in the middle of the night realises it's the time of the famine, that he and his wife and his children are starving, and he has to do something about it. So he gets up and he breaks into Lord Trevelyan's field and he steals the corn so that he can bring it home so his good lady wife can bake bread and they can all eat. But of course, yes, you've guessed it, he gets caught. And, of course, he gets shipped off to Australia. This tells the story of the lovely village down in County Galway called Athenry. Listen to the lyrics. It's also sung by one of my favourite artists, recording artists, over the last number of years, Johnny McAvoy. I can honestly say I'd believe, anyway, that Johnny has never made a bad album or even a bad track. Listen to how he treats the fields of Athenry. Tells a sad story.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they are taking away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lies Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing, there were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, they ran me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low-lying the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing, there were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely harbour wall, I watched the last star falling. As the prison ship sailed out against the sky, now she'll wait and hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. Now it's lonely round the fields of Baton Rouge. Low-lying the fields of Baton Rouge, where once we watched the small songbirds fly. Oh, our love was on the wing. There were dreams and songs to sing. Now it's lonely round the fields of Baton Rouge. Oh, so lonely round the fields of Baton Rouge.
Yes, definitely, in my humble opinion, that is the best version of that particular song there is. Johnny McAvoy and the Fields of Baton Rouge. Turn of the ladies again this time, and here's a lady whose talent I've admired for a long time, a musical talent. She hails from a traditional Irish musical background, and her name, Dolores Keane. She has made some cracking albums during the years, and this is a song that, well, it can sort of relate in today's world, because many of our youngsters here in Ireland are moving, they're emigrating, and whereas in the old days they used to emigrate to the UK, now they're going further afield, even further afield than America. Many of them are heading off to Australia. In fact, my own grandson is in Australia at the moment, and here's Dolores Keane and her version of Far Away in Australia.
Sweetheart, I'm bidding you fond farewell. I will be yours someday. I'm bound for a new land, my fortune to try, and I'm ready to sail away. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind. Oh, you can't leave me, this poor maiden said. I will not let you go, but I must leave you, he gently replied, if for only a while, you know. Far away in Australia, girl I left behind. Now in success or in failure, I will always be true and proud each day in a land far away. I'll be building a home for you. Daily she waits at the old cottage gate, watching the whole day through. Then one day a message from over the sea, and I'm hoping these words are true. Far away in Australia, I left behind.
Now, friends, we come to the track that caused quite a stir when I played it. I think it was early last year. It's a track by Trudy Lawlor entitled Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. But what makes it unique in my book is that Trudy is joined by her mother. Her mother is now in her 80s and is still singing beautifully. Listen to the duet between mother and daughter and their version of Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Really is a special track. Well, in my book, anyway. Beautiful Isle of Somewhere, sung by mother and daughter, Trudy Lawler and her good lady mother. Now, if I were to ask you to name me one of five Irish songs, I'm sure this one would certainly come out in the top five Irish songs. It's sung for us here by Ruby Murray, a lady I have got a great deal of her material. I've always been a great admirer of her talent there. This is Ruby Murray's interpretation of the song Galway Bay. Quill. Now there's a name to conjure with. Thady Quill from County Cork. And there was such a man. I've done research on this. Yes, there was such a man as Thady Quill. A great man for drinking porter, courting young maidens, and playing hurling, which is, well, you all know about hurling. It's a game, well, it's like hockey, but it's a lot more rough. And a very popular game here in Ireland. However, we won't talk about Hurley for the moment. We'll get Chris Hennessy's version of this song. Now, I have played Anne-Marie O'Riordan's version of it a couple of weeks ago, I think. And some months ago, I discovered the Joe Lynch version of the ballad of Thady Quill, T-H-A-D-Y. And let's hear about the renowned Mr. Quill and what he got up to from Chris Hennessy.
All you maidens do hallo, a warm advice I will give unto ye. Come on down to Bantyre to the athletic sporting, and hand in your name to the club committee. Have a tune at a range, any sketch of your programme, till a carriage you see coming over the hill. Down through the valleys and glens of Kilcorny, with their elegant sportsman, the bold lady Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or boating, for drinking black porter as fast as you fill. Now in all your days roaming you'll find them so jovial as the muscary sportsman, the bald Thady Quill. at the great hurling match between Cork and Tipperary. It was played in the park on the banks of the Lee. Our own darling boys were afraid of being beaten, so they sent for bold Katie to Ballinagree. Now he hurled the ball right and left in their faces, and he showed them Tipperary boys' action and skill. If they touched on our lines, he did manfully brave them, and the papers were full of the praise of Dave Quill. For rambling, for rolling, for football or courting, for drinking black porter as fast as you fill. Now in all your days roaming, you'll find them so jovial as the muskery sportsman, the bold Davy Quill. At the Cork exhibition there was a fair maiden whose fortunes exceeded a million or more, but a bad constitution had ruined her completely, and medical treatments had failed more and more. A mother, says she, don't I know what is ails me, what will cure this disease which is certain to kill. Give over your doctors and medical treatments, I'd rather one squeeze from the bold Davy Quill. For rambling, for roving, for football or courting, or drinking black porter as fast as you fill. Now in all your days roaming, you'll find them so jovial as the muskery sportsman, the bold Davy Quill. Drinking black porter as fast as you fill. Now in all your days roaming, you'll find them so jovial as the muskery sportsman, the bold Davy Quill.
The bold Teddy Quinn, or the bowled Teddy Quill, as one track has it. I think it's Joe Lynch's version calls him the bowled Teddy Quill. Earlier on, I played the Johnny McEvoy recording of the Fields of Athenry. Now, our next artist, Paddy Riley, had a huge hit with that as well. I want you to listen now to the Paddy Riley track that I've chosen for this week's programme, his version of A Bunch of Time.
Come all you maidens, young and fair, all you that are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair. Let no man steal away your time, for time it is a precious thing, and time brings all things to my mind. Time with all its labors, along with all its joys, time brings all things to my mind. Once I had a bunch of time, I thought it never would decay. On came a lusty sailor who chanced to pass that way. He stole my bunch of time away. The sailor gave to me a rose, a rose that never would decay. He gave it to me to keep me well-minded of when he stole my time away. So come all you maidens, young and fair, all you that are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair. Let no man steal away your time.
Now, a song from my favourite Irish female artist, Anne-Marie O'Riordan. I don't think we could have a Sounds Irish programme without Anne-Marie O'Riordan. She is, well, she's just wonderful. Number one in my book, as regular Sounds Irish listeners will know. Now, here she's singing a song entitled Come Back to Abbey Field. Now, we've played this before, and I still am not quite sure whether Abbey Field is in Kerry or in Limerick. Now, if it's on the borders of, but it doesn't matter where it is, with Anne-Marie singing like this, you would certainly come back. She is wonderful. Anne-Marie, and Come Back to Abbey Field.
The golden corn is high, my love, where wild winds whisper free. But I must take that lonely road that leads down to the sea. You sleep upon the towering hill, where twilight shadows steal, and hear the wild winds whispering, come home to Abbey Field. The New York lights are shining bright, our streets are cold and grey. A man must leave the dying hours to greet the newborn day. My memory roams wild and free as I wait an alien dawn of Mary T, who walked with me to greet the summer morn. Is that harvest moon still shining bright upon the vale's gold stream? Do stars or mean a halo lights up the meadows green? Do maidens glide the riverside and dance the forehand reel? And do lovers stray from Trasnoway near my town of Abbey Field? Where are they now, that gallant band that fought with awesome skill? Brave Larry Ellen Hartnett, Bomber Foley from the hill. Oh, Donald Gahine and O'Rourke, I can but name a few. they made their stand, that freedom grand might hail the morning dew. The New York dawn is shining bright, her streets are cold and gray. My feet are on this city street, but my dreams are far away. Soon I fly that starlit sky, and when twilight shadows steal, then you walk with me in my memory, near my town of Abbeyfield.
And now a request for Paddy. And Paddy is one of my Dublin listeners. And he's one of my regular listeners to the programme. He emails me quite often and he said, Joe, could you possibly play Patsy Watcorn's version of Fiddler's Green? I heard you play Dermot O'Brien's version of it a couple of weeks ago. But I think, Joe, that the Patsy Watcorn version is a much better version. Okay, Paddy, just for you here in Dublin, we'll see. Here's Patsy Watcorn and Fiddler's Green. You know Fiddler's Green, it's where fishermen go when they don't go to hell. Well, so the song says anyway.
As I walked by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, buys me time, it's not long. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumpers, no more on the dockside be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Where the skies are all clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail. Where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I've seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. When you get back on dock and the long journey's true, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer it is free, and those bottles of rum growing from every tree. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen.
Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
This is Dervish. Dervish there, and The Game of Love. Sound like a mad game to me.